Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here again on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
Well, hey, there are a lot of things going on. You know, spring has sprung and events are happening. And we just wanted to mention there's one coming up here in Port Townsend on May 3rd through the 5th. It's the Global Earth Repair Conference. It's up on the events section of ConsciousTalk.net where you can find out the details. But when you go to their site, you find it's a huge menu and a whole bunch of different prices. So there's a high price on it, but it breaks down into a lot of individual choices. So please check that out, the Global Earth Repair Conference.
And if you haven't had a chance to sign up yet for the Focused Life Force Energy Program, you might want to ask yourself why. It's totally free. For 15 days, you don't have to put a credit card forward. It's completely free. There's no hassle afterwards if you decide not to do it, but I guarantee you, once you go on this program, you're going to want to stay on it. It's extremely affordable after that. And what they're doing is they are actually sending, through technology, being able to send energy, subtle energy to a property, or to a, like a cell phone, an object, and it actually raises the frequency on the property or the cell phone, and you're in that property, on that property, or using that cell phone. So your energy, your frequency is raised. It's an amazing program. We're getting tons of great feedback. So you got to go to flfe.net/conscious-talk.
Well, also there is a, if you go to the top of the ConsciousTalk.net page, there is a Conscious Partners button, and you'll find it there.
Also want to remind you, if you haven't had a chance to donate to our GoFundMe for our horse Winnie, giving is one of the best ways to feel really good, and we haven't reached our goal yet with her. She has a huge cancerous melanoma under her tail. If it spreads, she will be put to sleep, and we just want to remind you, it's a great thing to do. It's on our Facebook page. Go to ConsciousTalk.net, click on the F icon. It's right at the top of the page. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, you know, it's been said many times that our culture has lost its way when it comes to substance and compassion. The question becomes, how do we find ourselves and make choices based on principles rather than pressure so that we can lead our best life? Well, we'll talk to Rabbi Daniel Cohen, author of What Will They Say About You When You Are Gone? And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Rabbi Daniel Cohen. Now, he's served as a rabbi for over 25 years and currently serves as the senior rabbi at the congregation, I'll probably pronounce this wrong, but Agudath Shalom in Stamford, Connecticut, which is the largest modern Orthodox synagogue in New England. And he's also, interestingly enough, the co-host with Reverend Greg Dahl of a nationally syndicated radio show called The Rabbi and the Reverend, which is on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and evenings at 9 p.m., I presume that's Eastern time. but he speaks frequently on leading a life of legacy. We wanted to talk to him about his book, which is entitled What They Will Say About You When You Are Gone. Rabbi, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you very much for having me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Loved your book.
Thank you.
All about making a difference in the life. That's what we're all about in our lives, in services as well in this show, which is we really feel a service to our community that's listening. And I think it would be really good for our listeners, Rabbi, to start with a story that you shared, a life-changing moment that you had, and you shared it right up in the front of the book. What was that life-changing moment, and how did it change you?
Sure. When I was in college, I'm the oldest of six children, and my mother unfortunately passed away from a brain aneurysm when she was 44 years old. You know, I was living life like most college students without a care in the world down in Florida, visiting my mom's parents with winter break, and then I came up from the pool and got the worst phone call of my life that my mother had a brain aneurysm. She had a second one, went into a coma, and then within 48 hours she had passed away. And obviously my family was devastated. Our whole lives were turned upside down. But in that moment and in that time, I realized that life could change in an instant. You know, we think is always going to be the same. Things, you know, change and shift. And I would say from that time, and also really my parents cultivated within me the sense of really being grateful for every moment, I lived life with a sense of the fragility of life. And really what the genesis of the book was when I then finally got to the same age that my mother was when she passed away. When I got to the age of 44, I really began to think even more deeply about, am I realizing my personal potential? Am I really creating the impact every day that I should? And how do I not only myself lead a life with that sense of importance and significance, but how do I share that inspiration with other people? And that began to spark within me the journey for writing the book, which you read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one of the things that we've talked about for years on this show is sometimes it's hard to get their attention unless there is some kind of a life crisis, or people get older and then they start to confront their own mortality. And hopefully they start to wake up to the reality that, you know, they do have a limited time here. So, you know, I kind of laughed when we first, when I first saw the title of your book, because this is the kind of thing we've brought up with people. We've been doing this show for 18 years. We've been a broadcast show in the Seattle area. And we started primarily with natural health. And it was our experience that that helped us before we really discovered spirituality as the drive for all of this. We were very heavily into natural health, and we thought, oh boy, if we just share what we discovered that got us through cancer, everybody would jump on board. But of course, they don't until
threatened. You know, I was going to say, as a rabbi also, I mean, I think this is also is on my mind a lot. You know, there are people that I will never hear from. And then, God forbid, they're going into surgery or some life-changing moment happens. And they'll say, Rabbi, pray for me. And they'll be connected. Mm-hmm. And then when everything goes well, thank God, I may not hear from them again. And then the nature of life is not just in those moments when you're in a foxhole. As they say, there's no atheist in a foxhole. But how do we maintain that sense of real appreciation for, you know, the gift of life every day, and see relationships as not being transactional but as eternal? And my hope was within the book was really to, when thank God people are well, to help them idealize what is their best self, what is the kind of life they want to lead. But then I take them on a journey of seven principles to reverse engineer their lives so they lead the life now for how they want to be remembered.
Yeah, and that leads in to my next question, Rabbi, is what do you mean by reverse engineering your life?
Great question. So it's actually a term that a friend of mine who's in business kind of said, you know, what you're talking about in life is a reverse engineering. And in the world of business, let's say, for example, you have a product, but somebody shows you a product and you actually don't know necessarily what the steps were to get there. So what you do is you take the product, you literally take it apart, and then you try to find out what were the steps. It's reverse engineering it to try to build that product on your own. Or somebody said in the military vein, you know, a missile falls into your country, God forbid, and you want to deconstruct it and then see how can we replicate it. So when you talk about reverse engineering a life, in those moments of crisis, if you say to somebody, what are the top four values in your life? What do you stand for? What do you want to be remembered for? And people will say, I want to be remembered as a father, you know, a kind person, a friend, somebody who is always honest. Okay, that's what you want to be. That's the end game. Now let me help you deconstruct that. Let me help you reverse engineer your life so today we can take the steps to keep front and center every day so it's not just an aspiration, but it becomes real in your life every day.
I like that your questioning approach and in this reverse engineering. So in the book, you lay out the, you know, a number of steps and things that you can do, which is, of course, perfect, and we can't go through everything. But what are some of the basic questions that you really want to ask yourself to kind of keep yourself awake to the moment, so to speak?
Yeah, and to start that process. Yeah.
Sure. So the first thing that I ask people to do before I talk about the seven steps is what I call developing your prototype. What is your best self? And I ask people questions such as, if you had five words to write on your headstone, what would they be? How do you want to be remembered? And the truth is, even take that question, regardless of your faith or your belief, when you're in a quiet space and you really begin to reflect on those do help clarify what's really important in your life, the five words. I'll give you an example. Somebody said recently on one of the seminars, I want to be remembered as a father, as a friend, and he gave me a couple others. And then he shared with the group, he said, you know, I realize that I am a brother because I have a sister, and I didn't write that I wanted to be remembered as a brother. Mm-hmm. And that exercise awakened within me that perhaps I'm not spending enough time nurturing the relationship with me and my sister. And for that alone, it was like a wake-up call. Or, for example, another question to ask yourself, if you have 24 hours to live, what would you do and why? Now, that's a question, unfortunately, that, God forbid, people have to ask at the end of their lives, but why wait? And, you know, somebody said in front of a group, if I had 24 hours to live, I would identify all the people that had an impact on my life, and I would reach out to them and thank them. Then everyone in the room looked around at this person, and we all had the same thought. Why are you waiting? Why don't you start today? And that person emailed me a few days later and said, you know what, as a result of that conversation, every day now I'm looking back on my life, and I'm trying to reach out to one person who made a difference. And that one email, that one phone call could transform not only your life, but all those people around you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really, that is a beautiful process and really something to stay aware of. Well, we're here with Rabbi Daniel Cohen. The book is What Will They Say About You When You're Gone? It's Creating a Legacy, Life of Legacy. We'll be back after these messages.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with the spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and so glad to have you on board. And as always, I remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is the website, and you can find out all the information you need about the guests that we have on the show right on the site. Every guest will have a guest page. A few hours after our live broadcast here in the Seattle area, which is our first, the podcast will go out, and the podcast is free. And of course, this show is streaming if you're outside of our area and or in one of the 152 countries that we reach. So today we've got a really special guest. It's Rabbi Daniel Cohen. He wrote a wonderful book, and it's so perfect.
Timely.
So perfect for these times, I was going to say. And that the book is What Will They Say About You When You Are Gone? It's Creating a Life of Legacy. And if you want to find out about the rabbi and his, you know, wonderful work, you can go to RabbiDanielCohen.com.
You know, Rabbi, when I was reading your book, I took some time to contemplate what would they say about me when I'm gone, and what kind of legacy would I like to leave. And what immediately came to me was that I wanted people to know that I did my best to make a difference, and that I left my world a little bit better than when I came in. That really meant a lot to me, that I could help people, assist people, pray for people, and make an impact on not only their lives but my own life, so that I felt that value myself and lived it. And I think it's something really incredible to really contemplate and to think about What do you want to leave behind?
Yeah.
How do you want your life to be? That's why when I picked up this book, I was excited to read it. And I'm curious what you want people to say about you when you're gone.
You're putting me on the spot. That's fine. I would say I'll answer that by a story that I think about. And for me, I live by a lot because I think, you know, the premise of the book is really rooted in the idea that I'm not trying to impose something inside of anybody, but I'm really trying to expose within humanity what is already inside of them, a voice that we may not necessarily always listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a beautiful story that's shared in the Jewish faith, but it applies to all humanity, that before a child is born, every human being inside the womb, there is an angel inside that's teaching us what I call the secret of the light, which is the path towards meaning, authenticity, making a difference, and truth in the world. Mm-hmm. And then right before we're born, the angel places its finger underneath our nose, and we forget about that light. It's not that it's gone, but it's buried deep inside of us. Then we go through this world, and then at the very end of our life, as we're leaving this world, we're also greeted by an angel. And we recognize that angel, because that's the angel that planted the light inside of us. And the angel asks us two questions. Did you reveal the light that I planted within you? Did you become and realize the potential that I planted within you? And the second question the angel asks is, did you share that light with the world?
Mm.
Did you help try to make the world a better place? When I think about my legacy, I really try to think about every day. I tried my best to realize the light that God planted within me, do my best with the talents and blessings that God has given me, and I tried my best to share that light every day with every person that I encountered to help try to make the world a brighter place.
Mm-hmm.
And we each can do that in our own way, and I'm not responsible to be like anybody else. I'm just responsible, like everybody, to be the best that I can be, but then to share those blessings and that light with the world. And I truly believe that if everyone actually thought about that every day,
mm-hmm.
and said, you know what, in the morning I think about those questions, in the evening I try to answer those questions, our world would be radically different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a beautiful approach. I one of the things that has motivated me for some time that I think about, And it's one way that I get to forgive a lot of people when I really get upset with them because I don't like the way that the world is going. I think of Teilhard, and I think of how he talked about the urge to unite being within us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that commonality that leads to books like this, leads to that light. It's that... that idea that, it's there, it's within us, and sometimes our expression isn't so great.
Exactly.
But that's the motivating factor behind it, even if we don't recognize it. And I felt that that was the same thing you were talking about in your book, and that made this book really, worthwhile for me. And then Brenda also came out. I know she was reading the book first, and we're on different ends of the house, and we read 3 hours a day. And she comes over and says, okay, if you were going to describe me in one word, talk about putting someone on the, putting the pressure on.
Right.
And I was, as I was reading the book, Rabbi, I thought, if we could teach this one thing that you just expressed a little bit ago about the light that we are, if we could just teach that one thing to children in school,
mm-hmm.
what a difference that could make in our world. Just letting children know how valuable we really are and that we have this light in us that wants to shine, and that we can shine it forth and make such a great difference. And one of the things that you wrote about in your book, Rabbi, was something called an Elijah moment.
Yep.
And I loved that. Could you explain what an Elijah moment is?
Sure. So it's based on the premise that at any time, in any place, we may not be able to change the world, but we can change the world of one person. And I call it the Elijah moment based on a beautiful story. Elijah was a prophet who appeared in the scriptures, but one who's seen as an individual that sometimes comes into somebody's life and makes a difference in their life, and it's reflective of what I would call the standing room only phenomenon at a funeral, where somebody's at a funeral, and if you could ask the deceased or the family who that person is, they would have no idea, or the friends that are there, they have no idea why that person's there. But that person's there because of one moment in time, that individual made a difference in that person's life. And it's rooted in a story about a young man who came to a mystic and said, I want to see Elijah the prophet. I've perfected myself. I want to see Elijah. The mystic said, if you go into the forest, there's a widow there with her children. Spend the weekend there, bring her food, and you'll see Elijah the prophet. So Friday night comes, Saturday, no Elijah. Sunday morning, no Elijah. He goes back to the mystic, and the mystic says, you promised me. He says to the mystic, you promised me I would see Elijah the prophet. The mystic says, do exactly the same thing. Take the food and go into the forest against the widow, and I promise you, you'll see Elijah the prophet. It's Friday afternoon. The sun is beginning to set. He's within earshot of the home of the widow and the children, and he hears a young child crying out to the mother, saying, Mommy, where are we going to get food from for this weekend? And the mother turns to the child and says, just like Elijah came last week, Elijah's going to come again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in that moment that he realized that he was the Elijah that this woman was waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about discovering your Elijah moment, it means that in any time, in any place, we may not see a person we run into at a store, in a shopping area, at a gas station, ever again in our lives. But if in that moment we can give them a smile or a kind word or help them out in that moment, and it'll be something for all eternity. And I'll share a story that, for me, kind of symbolizes it. I was talking to a group of women, and I asked them, tell me about one of the most inspiring moments of your life. And a woman said to me, I was at a supermarket up in West Hartford, and I was getting out of my car. I saw an elderly man with orthopedic shoes. And I saw that one of his shoes was untied. And I knew it was hard for him to bend down, and I went over to him, and I asked him if I could help him tie his shoes. And she said that in that moment, as I was helping him tie his shoes, I felt closer to God than almost ever before in my life. And I explained to her, because in that moment, you were the person that that individual needed most. And to me, when I think about leading a life of legacy, it's really about discovering your Elijah moments. Mark Twain said the two most important days of your life are the day when you're born and the day when you understand why.
Mm.
And those moments can happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, we see a lot of homeless people on the corners of various intersections and with signs and a lot of people passing by, et cetera. And because they just feel it's about the money. And I think that what you just shared, probably the most valuable thing you can do with another human, no matter what condition they're in, is to recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Is to spend a little time, talk to them, and that's more meaningful because, you know, they are just not touched in so many ways. And we know how important that is. So I love that story. Well, when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Rabbi Daniel Cohen. He has a wonderful book, What Will They Say About You When You Are Gone? It's about creating a life of legacy, and we're going to find out why that's important when we come back.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks, and thanks for being here and starting your day with us here on Conscious Talk Radio. 5 days a week, we start our day in a very uplifting, inspiring, and empowering way. And hopefully you're getting the bug, too, and you can share that with everyone you know. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Rabbi Daniel Cohen. He wrote a wonderful book, and talk about inspiring. Mm-hmm. It's What Will They Say About You When You're Gone? Creating a Life of Legacy. You know, you mentioned questions that we ask ourselves, and of course, that's a great one. What are they going to think about me when I'm gone? I kind of laughed, when Brenda first showed me the book. We joked about that, but it really is a great and motivating way to move through life.
And one of the things that you pointed out in your book, Rabbi, that I think it's worth discussing a little bit, is choices. The choices we make are important. Why did you point that out? What is it about choices?
So I actually relate a little bit. I'll just back up for a minute to a question that I ask people to ask themselves when they're thinking about the kind of person they want to be, which is, when would you move outside your comfort zone? What's worth fighting for? Mm. And it's based on a principle, or really an idea, what I call courageous choices, about a person who goes to God at the end of their life, and God looks at their soul and says, where are your wounds? And the person says, I have none. And God turns to the person and says, was there nothing in this world worth fighting for? What's worth going outside your comfort zone, doing something based on principle, not on pressure? And to me, when I think about a life of legacy, think about the words of King Solomon, who says, better to have a good name than all the wealth in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, people will say when I ask about somebody, well, he never said a bad word. He was honest. You can always count on them. And the truth is that a life of integrity, authenticity, honesty, and kindness is not built in one moment. It's built in the choices that we make every day. We keep a promise, or do we not keep a promise? Do we get back to somebody? Do we keep our word? And I do focus on this idea of helping cultivate the moral fortitude to understand that every choice that we make, we're either moving forwards or backwards. And we have to think about what are the values, you know, what do we stand for? And then the question is, are our choices that we make based on convenience or conviction? And how do we cultivate that within us? And that, to me, is also one of the key elements of leading a life of legacy, having the moral fortitude to lead a life based on those values. And it's so important to know what your values are, because if somebody asks you to do something that's morally, let's say, compromising, if you don't know what your values are, then you're going to basically bid yourself out to the, you know, what seems most convenient. But if you know what your values are, then you say, this either is me or it's not me. But ultimately, it's those decisions that we make every day that forge who we are and who we want to be.
Yeah. And you just pointed out the reason that I think we are all starting to feel the emptiness of a transactional life. You know, it's said a lot about our culture, and particularly now there's a real focus on it because of leadership from the top, that life is transactional. And we haven't felt that way for a long time.
Yeah.
I think everyone goes through at that period of time when you're younger, perhaps, and it's presented that way. Perhaps that's the largest argument for why we shouldn't present it that way, because we've kind of lost that spiritual and moral rudder.
No, 100%. I think that, as you say, you're 100% correct. We're living in a world where everybody's just thinking, how can I get ahead? And how can I, you know, again, it becomes transactional, as you said. And that's not really, of course, what life is all about.
Yeah, and we're rushing to go back to, especially as you get older and you naturally start to contemplate these things, we're all rushing to find out who we are.
you got it. Right.
And that's the most important transaction. So one of the things, though, that's interesting, because we use it in our work a lot, is talking to your inner child, and you talk about that. So why is that important?
Well, I think what it, you know, this is a very spiritual idea that I'm sharing, but you guys sound really spiritual, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure your audience is too, is that, you know, no child, and King David talks about this, is born into the world being cynical, being entitled. You know, we're born with a sense of awe, of radical amazement, you know, the first time we speak, you know, a kid's eyes are wide open. And there's a certain wonder that we live with as children. And oftentimes, you know, because of the world in which we live and sometimes the negative influences around us, what I say is we lose that inner child. We forget about what it means to play outside, to value the small joys of life. And it's so important to get back in touch. And then again, that goes back to what I said before, what's inside of us that perhaps has been dormant for a number of years and waiting to be unlocked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want you to hold on to that, because we're going to talk a little more about that when we come back. We're here with Rabbi Daniel Cohen talking about his book, What Will They Say About You When You're Gone? And we'll be back after these messages.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference. Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we're having another one of those enlightening conversations today. We talk to everybody and we talk to people all over the world. And, you know, we love bringing in those empowering people who have discovered in their own lives the importance of this life and who they are, and then have help spread that word to everyone else. And, you know, as we've referred to it as that urge to unite that we all feel. And today we're with Rabbi Daniel Cohen. He leads the largest, I believe, Reformed synagogue.
Modern
Orthodox. Sorry.
Well,
that's what happens when you're not Jewish. You know, you get
right,
that wrong.
Fine,
Modern
fine.
Orthodox in New England, congregation. And you can find out more about him by going to RabbiDanielCohen.com.
So, Rabbi, let's talk for a few minutes about faith. It appears, and I would be happy to be misguided about this, but it appears that the world is lacking faith, that we've lost touch with faith. And I know you write about this in your book. How can we find our faith, and why is this so important that we have faith?
I would say, you know, a couple of things. I think it's a great question. I think that if the world had more faith, it would be a lot better place. People would feel a greater sense of responsibility to those around them. We'd move from being less self-centered to being other-centered. We live in a world where everything is iPhone, iPad. I'm not just beating up on Apple here, but it's all the I want. Your first question every morning should not be, what do I want? The first question every morning every human being has to ask themselves is, what does God want of me?
Mm-hmm.
What is my calling? What is my purpose? What does God want me to do for my neighbors, for my family, the world around me? And I believe that we are living in a world where there needs to be more cultivation of that faith. But I believe, going back also to what we said too, is that you go outside, get back in touch, you were saying, with your inner child, with the awe of the beauty of the world around you. You walk outside, you take a walk, you look at the Grand Canyon, you simply open up your eyes and take a deep breath and say, there, by the grace of God, I know that when I wake up in the morning, it's not an accident. I'm waking up in the morning because God is instilling within me, within you, the breath of a new day. The sun is not coming up because it came up yesterday. It's coming up because God is charging the world with his power and his glory. And we have to move away from, you know, I would say the artificial nature of the world around us, the, you know, material nature, the world around us, to cultivate that sense of faith and awe. We don't spend enough time outside. We don't spend enough time seeing the beauty of God in the world. And as Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel says, with radical amazement, every day is a wonder. Every day is beautiful. And I think also we spend way too much time, I'm not saying this is a criticism of your show, which is great, stop watching the news so much. It's depressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I don't care whether the Democrats are in charge, the Republicans are in charge, God is in charge.
Yes.
Don't spend so much time obsessing over 24-hour news. Do something yourself to make the world a better place. Have faith that if you put your light out there, God will help it become a burning flame and will brighten this world. And that's my main message.
Yeah.
And I think with that, you will gain more faith in the power of God and in your own power to change the world if you act on it, you do it, and you recognize that it's not all about us, but it's really about a higher force in the world.
It reminds me, Rabbi, of the saying that God helps those who help themselves.
Yep.
And what I always took that to mean is that God will help me when I'm acting in good faith to do the deeds that God is asking of us.
Yep.
Then God is there for us. And that's an important thing to remember, that light, that strength is there within us, and it does show its force when we call upon it in faith to stand with us.
Yeah, and concentrating on something larger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't like to say God or whatever, but contemplating that there is something larger than ourselves helps us to kind of reframe the smallness of, you know,
right,
our current concentrations. I mean, we're always arguing for our limitations. And I know you talk about reframing things in your book, and I always want people to realize, I'm always reminding them, I said, hey, we can organize around something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's organize around service. And I don't mean serving hamburgers at McDonald's.
That's right.
You know, we can organize it. You know, economies are just like, well, how do you organize, you know, what it is that you want to do? And
it goes back to the values you talked about,
yeah,
Rabbi.
Yeah, we could save the earth, we could serve other people. I mean, it's
different. I mean, what do we value enough to build an economy around?
Yep, 100%.
Those are the kind of life questions that I would love for even our children to be contemplating. And is this what you just explained, Rabbi? Is this how we live an inspired life?
I think that it goes back also to this notion you can't change the world, but you can change the world of one person. And I say that person first should be yourself. In other words, you know, if we devote ourselves to the practice of what I would say, not only taking accounting for our bank account or taking accounting for our weight, but for our spiritual life, how am I doing? Where do I want to go? Turn off the outside world and turn on your inner world at least once a week. Think about who you want to be. And then make it a practice every day to develop a gratitude journal, to stay inspired, to ask yourself, who are the people today whose lives I've touched? What are the choices that I've made that have reflected the values that I stand for? And that becomes a daily practice. Then that's the way slowly, one person at a time, beginning with ourselves, will help enlighten and uplift the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we constantly say on this show is that everything is for you. And, you know, often since you've been talking about forgiveness, we don't realize how important it is to move those certain burdens on. The burden of being angry with somebody is on you,
yep.
You know, not them. So when you mentioned before that great idea of just of calling up people, you know, talking to people you haven't talked to who have been significant in your life, that's the most wonderful thing you can do is approach somebody with gratitude, especially if they were a difficult person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And to call them and say, thank you for all that you gave me. And that
and
can change
you
your
me.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, having that opportunity, Rabbi, to look at a situation from, like you said, to reframe it, to look at it from a different perspective is, what did I learn from this person that maybe was very challenging in your life? But what did you learn and how did you grow as a person as a result of that? Well, we only have a few minutes left, Rabbi, and you've said so many inspiring things. Is there one final message you'd like to leave our audience with today?
There's nobody in the world besides you. I mean, everybody here has something unique to accomplish in the world every day that no other human being can accomplish. Mm-hmm. Cherish the divine that's inside of you, the light, and understand the world needs you. I mean, nobody's here by accident, and every day is a gift. And I think if we spend each one of us time just contemplating that reality, that I am here with a unique purpose, and also find mentors in your life, you know, to help give you the strength sometimes to do what really is inside of you. You know, I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Pray on it. Action affects your emotion, all these things. I mean, everybody here has really something beautiful to share, and my blessing is that we all, again, do our best every day to reveal that light that's inside of us and to share that light with the world.
Yeah, that's a beautiful message, and I think a lot of people get confused about that one because they're always trying to be somebody else, you know.
And one of the things that I wanted to impress upon our audience, and I highly recommend, folks, that you get this book and you read it, and read it with your children as well, is that what you did in here, Rabbi, was all very simple things. You know, when we say, what's your purpose? How do you want to make a difference? It doesn't have to be this great, big, huge thing that you have to dream up. It's really in the simple, everyday living that changes us and changes the people around us. Well, thank you, Rabbi, so much. This beautiful
it's been an honor to be on your show, and God should bless you, and I look forward to staying in touch.
Absolutely, and we do too, and it was an honor having you. And as folks, as always, it's an honor having you listen. Thank you for showing up. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that transforms your life.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.